Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, Loz. Morning, everyone.
Time for our horse in focus, and why not make it Incentivise? Now, what did you make of the 1.5 kilo penalty given to Incentivise for the Melbourne Cup to carry 57?
Yeah, I think it's probably about right, guys. I mean, you know, we talked about it yesterday. He was coming off that base of 55.5 already, which, you know, a lot of people said was probably given a touch on hype, but that hype has definitely been justified since Greg Carpenter gave that sort of weight as well. And the 1.5 kilos give him the 57. And, you know, just having a look at a couple of different stories around the place, you know, Maccabi Diva, of course, carried 58 kilos in 2005. But other than that, I think Golden Black in 1977 might have been the last time with 57. So it's definitely a big weight and tough to carry to win, and that's the point that Racing Victoria chief handicapper Greg Carpenter made yesterday, that, you know, it is a very challenging rate, the 57 kilos, and, you know, he's absolutely airborne, and we saw what he did there in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday, sitting wide no cover and putting him to the sword still. So, yep, he's probably, earned it to some degree because, you know, his performances the last couple of runs. But, you know, he's right up there in the weights for a horse that's obviously only, you know, really come to light this year, hasn't he?
Well, he has, Davo. I want to ask you, mate, why has he improved in such a short space of time? Because if you go back to the end of March, he ran 8th out of 10 in a maiden race at Toowoomba.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating, isn't it? And I think that the only thing I could say there, Loz, is that it's just getting ground. You know, I know he was 1,800 metres that day as well, so it doesn't really fit that bill. But I think it's harder for those sprinters because if you're a sprinter, you know, you're 1,200 metres and you're not going to be able to keep on improving that much. It's going to take you a few seasons, whereby if you're just a real stayer, and you're able to get out over those trips, 2,100, 2,500, 2,400 last preparation, and then, of course, 2,400 in the Caulfield Cup, just gone, then you can just continue to improve if that's what you're best at. And I think it's fair to say, I've said it several times on this program in the past, that our stayers aren't as good as our sprinters. We've got the best sprinters in the world where our middle distance / staying horses aren't as good as overseas for sure. So they're able to improve, but I mean, that's not the only reason. He's just obviously he's found his groove. And you can go back to a horse like Winx, even, Loz, and, you know, you think of her early days and she was being beaten a fair bit, pretty immature. And then she just hit that patch from three-year-old when she went to the Sunshine Coast and won what's now called the Winx Guineas, which was the Sunshine Coast Guineas at the time. She just went on that run, and sometimes they just find that form and they just keep on doing it. And she just, you know, she was just invincible since then. So for whatever reason, whether it's maturity, whether it's just, in this horse's case, just getting out in ground, you know, Steve Tregate did a tremendous job with him. Now he's gone to Peter Moody down south and quite clearly fit into that Peter's regime really well too. So, yeah, it's probably just a combination of factors, but I don't think anyone, and that's why we love this sport so much, is I don't think anyone could have imagined the rise, and it gives any owner hope, doesn't it, that you've got a maiden horse and all of a sudden you won a Caulfield Cup and you vote for a Melbourne Cup.
$2.30, shortest price since Farlap as it stands. Are you taking it?
I think it's a little bit short. Look, it's hard for me to really say without going through and having a good look at all these internationals, and I generally don't do that until the couple of days before the Cup, just because, you know, you want to know what's in there and you go through all the ratings and all the replays and everything like that. So, but as it stands right now, I think it does seem short enough because it's an all-in market, and there are going to be some challenges there that weren't there in the Caulfield Cup, some overseas horses that'll be getting in a bit better at the weights. And, you know, I know obviously COVID has impacted that to some degree and there won't be as many, but there'll still be a few there. Yeah, I think it's short enough for now. I think you can sort of, if you've missed the price, sort of sit back and wait a week or two and just see how it all plays out, and you might even get a little bit better on race day.
Is there one attribute that stands out about him?
Yeah, Loz, I think it's the, you know, I say it time and time again on this program, and for any punter out there, you know, just any casual punter out there listening, it's his speed. It's being able to sit up on speed and being able to sort of bounce off that and really put him to the sword. And you know, I can't stress it enough, the on pace, back runners that are on pace. And, you know, we saw that with Nature Strip again on the weekend in the Tab Everest. You know, everyone's talking about Masked Crusader, but it's the on-pace runners that win 70-80% of races. And if you stick with those, they're just such good betting propositions. And I know it's hard to do that sometimes because you're always focusing on the horse running on down the outside, storming home and thinking that's the horse next time. But they just need so much luck. And that's the great thing about Incentivise is he makes his own luck. He puts himself up on speed, just like, you know, the comparisons with Might and Power. They're there, they're able to absorb that pressure, and then they're able to give a really big kick. And when you do that, you just take so much luck out of the equation, and you're just going to win many, many races, and he'll do that for years to come.
It's going to be exciting. Melbourne Cup day for sure to see how he fares. But thanks so much, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers, guys.